the home stretch on a Thursday equals this.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
I'm too sad to sing over the passing of Don Rickles. But he would be mad at me if I didn't.
Yeah, man, come
enjoy
on.
Enjoy myself. The Don Rickles lightning round, and it's a memorial one.
So I'm filling in for Nick, who is in Mexico?
Jeez.
Nick's in Mexico. Good for Nick. Lightning round.
Yeah,
I'm gonna give Steve a story in the world of sports, and I'm gonna give him three options to choose from regarding that story. Traditional lightning round format here. Dustin Johnson withdrew from the Masters today after giving it a go on the first tee, hobbled off into the sunset as the number one golfer in the world, who will now not participate in the biggest tournament in the sport. It's the second time ever that has happened that the number one golfer will not play in the Masters, sidling up next to Tiger Woods, who did that in 2014. One. Oh my God, it's golf. The NBA and NHL playoffs are about to get going. Oregon baseball and softball in full swing. Spring practice is a thing we can go to now. I don't care. Two, dude, he's the number one golfer in the world. He's also the number one bet in Vegas for this tournament, which means they are handing out a ton of refunds today. It's like Big Worm said in Friday, playing with my money is like playing with my emotions. This kills the Masters. Three, I don't really care about if the Masters will be okay. It's the biggest tournament in the sport. It'll be fine. I just don't buy that Dustin Johnson hurt his back falling down some stairs while wearing socks. He has a very questionable history, so that makes me ask some questions.
I think three dives off the page. It's the Masters. I mean, every single solitary guy. I mean, Arnie passed away and we're having the Masters right now. Is there anybody outside of Dustin Johnson who actually believes he slipped and fell on a wood floor in socks and cost himself a chance to be in the Masters? C or three.
Three. Russell Westbrook was a rebound shy of breaking the single season triple double record, one of those records we once thought would be untouchable in the sport. He has been an absolute beast this season for OKC, but some people still don't have him as their MVP. One, this might be the best season anyone has ever had in NBA history. There has to be a point when you stop and just give in. This guy is incredible. He's the best in the league this season, MVP. Two, does LeBron still play in the NBA? Was he healthy most of the season? Then he's the MVP. Next question. Three, it should go to James Harden. He's first in the league in assists after always being thought of as a selfish player. His defense has improved a ton. Fifth in scoring, eighth in rebounds, and he has Houston as a three seed in the toughest conference despite having no good players other than him on the roster.
Shows you how these guys are such attention grabbers, and everybody forgets about Kawhi Leonard, who's having a great season.
About him.
They're saying that LeBron might be having his best season ever. That's saying something. But every once in a while, I mean, it's not like baseball where they're in last. They're in the playoffs. They are a six seed. They've lost a lot. They lost Durant. How do you not take a moment to acknowledge this season? I'm going with one. I'd vote for Westbrook.
Oregon and ESPN announced that this year's Civil War football game has been moved from its primary Friday night slot to Saturday so as to avoid the PK80 basketball tournament, that tournament honoring Phil Knight's 80th birthday that features every good college basketball team known to earth on both the men's and the women's side. One, this has more to do with the football teams for both schools not being very good right now. If Oregon were still a top 10 team, there's no way ESPN dumps a huge Friday night college football game in favor of hoops. Two, the lineup is just too good to keep things the way they were. Oregon, North Carolina, Gonzaga, Florida, Duke, Butler, the UConn and Oregon women, to name a few. You can't have two huge events like that conflicting. Plus, football owns Saturday, so it makes sense. Three, dude, it's preseason basketball. I know the teams are great and everything, but the audiences for college football and hoops is different enough to where the spillover wouldn't be very big. This seems silly.
I'll tell you what, first of all, bummed out me, because I love the Thursday and Friday games. We do our pregame, postgame. I get Saturday
off,
all to myself. But, this is a once-in-a-lifetime deal. Give the dude a chance to be isolated. I do agree. I don't think it would be that tragic if there was overlap. So I'm going to go with two. It's a great lineup under these circumstances. Let her roll.
Something tells me we're going to be covering both events anyways.
Yay!
Don Rickles died today at the age of 90. He is one of, if not the best comics ever in terms of making fun of people and tearing them down. Now, we're going to rank tweets in response to finding out about his death. One, from the Sklar brothers. I hope when Don Rickles meets God, he opens with, "Hello, dummy." Two, from Patton Oswalt. In lieu of flowers, Don Rickles' family has requested that people drop their pants and fire a rocket. Three, and it's from Bomani Jones. No idea what to say when someone dies, and the most appropriate tribute would be a vulgar insult, but here we are.
It's one of the, in my opinion, one of the top 10 comedy albums ever. The fact the Sklar Brothers actually said Hello, Dummy, that's a winner, winner, chicken dinner. I'm going with that one, number one.
What are we talking about, Sip?
Last one here. In what will be viewed by the president of our country as a terrible move with our nation's security as the prime victim, the United States, Mexico, and Canada, through CONCACAF, will submit a joint bid to host the 2026 World Cup.
Whoa.
The U.S., Mexico, and Canada would host games in different, already well-established arenas built for such events. One, this is kind of silly. Isn't the whole point of hosting one of these things to reap the sole benefits of the tourism involved? The U.S. should just do this themselves. We're already set for it on our own. Two, the world can take a lesson from what CONCACAF is doing. Three countries in North America, by the way, working together is a good sign for diplomacy and gives everyone an equal piece of the pie and means the burden to host all of it falls on no one. Three, so we're actually talking about a soccer tournament that won't happen for 9 years. You're seriously asking me about the 2026 World Cup right now. Alex, there's a nice padded cell I'd like to introduce you to.
That's second. I'm not in favor of this North America thing. First of all,
you're against North America.
Canada and Mexico aren't neighbors. I see what they're doing. They don't touch. It's one country, one bid. Either you get it or you get the vuvuzelas out. That's it. I'm going with one for one.
Wow. I got to say, I'm a little bit surprised by that. Steve, a little bit of nationalism for you.
It's not, and by the way, like, I care if Mexico or Canada gets it. I'm not saying America should get it.
I thought that was kind of the point, too, is if you're going to host something, you host it.
Right. What's this? You guys, we'll pick it up. And it's like, if I'm having a party, I send guys to your house for appetizers? No, that ain't happening.
This is no block party World Cup.
Nah. Done.